Will you pray with me? Oh God, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable to you, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. So, what is this thing we call Lent? Ash Wednesday, it makes some sense. Ashes from the palms of Palm Sunday. Hosanna is still ringing in our ears, but what is this season of Lent? Why is it important? What do we need to do? It's a journey of faith that we are on. This journey of faith between God and yourself. Really doesn't matter what others see you doing, because it's between God and yourself, this journey of faith that we are on. And each one of our journeys is different. Not all of them are the same. And sometimes this journey that we're on is quite easy. And other times this journey that we're on is quite hard. But it's between you and God. You see, Lent is really about asking God to speak to your heart. Not so much our behaviors. We talk a lot about giving up things or adding things to our lives or what are we going to do for Lent. But if you listen to the scripture, it's between you and God. Those of us who go out I learned this the hard way. A few years back, probably more like 15, I decided that I was giving up pop for Lent, Diet Pepsi to be exact. And I made it known to my entire congregation that I was giving up Diet Pepsi for Lent. Now, that was a time when I drank a lot of pop. About 3 years ago, I stopped totally drinking it, but I drank a lot of Diet Pepsi. Now, the thing about Lent is every Sunday is a little Easter. So you could drink pop or whatever on those Sundays, but because we tend to not do so much during the week, Sundays, even though they're little Easters, I include them in Lent. So I'm like not drinking Diet Pepsi, and I was getting pretty grouchy. Do you remember? You don't. Good. They were pretty young. And it got to be Easter sunrise service, and at that church, sunrise service was at 8. And I had to have a Diet Pepsi in the pulpit with me so that I could drink it that day. Well, what did I learn? How was that asking God to speak to my heart? And did you hear the text? It's between you and God. I was one of those play actor people who wanted everybody to know that I was suffering. Didn't really help God speak to my heart. You see, it's not so much about behaviors. It's about speaking, having God speak to my heart. It's about getting lost in God's mercy, getting lost in God's justice, getting lost in God's passions. Or as another friend said, I had a couple of my colleagues who live in the city, in different cities, that this year they tried having ashes. Well, one of them was at a Starbucks and gave out ashes. Another was in front of their church, right in an inner city place. And the two pastors of that church stood outside and said, "Ashes on the go." They had a few people stop by, but one person said at the coffee shop, "What's this about?" And it was explained this way. The ashes are a visible sign of repentance, which means to turn toward God. are we turning toward God? It's about prayer. I found that for me, that if I just begin praying, and I start saying the things, lots of things, but then if I just pause, the prayer between me and God happens. We have a conversation. So this Lent, with your stone of Alleluia, with your ashes and your lives and the journey that we are all on with God, I invite you to ask God to speak to your heart. And I can promise you that I won't be giving up Diet Pepsi or chocolate or pie or anything else like that. I will be asking God to speak to my heart. And how I do that is between me and God. I invite you to a holy Lent, a Lent filled with God's grace, God's mercy, God's justice, God's passions. Let's be on this journey with God together. Amen.